Greetings and welcome to the final minicast on Parashat Shmot. We're taking a look at the very end of Parashat Shmot. Take a look in Perak Hey, Pasuk Chaf Bet. And this is after Moshe and Aharon, with great confidence, after the successful meeting with the elders of Bnei Israel, documented at the end of Perak Dalet, come to Paro and make the demand, Shalach Demiv Yachogu Lui Bamidbar. Paro's response that I'm not going to listen, and the result of that is that Paro says Bnei Israel are lazy, and that's why they're coming cooking up these ideas, and therefore we're going to make the work even harder on them. And as a result of that, members of Bnei Israel, when they encounter Moshe and Aharon, are very upset at them, and they say, Moshe and Aharon, and Satan made Paro. God should see what's happening and judge between us. You have stunk us up in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of his servants and members of his court to give them a sword to kill us. In other words, you made things worse for us. What's Moshe's response? Moshe's response is not to turn to them and say, I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do. Somewhere down the road, this is going to lead to Geula, and the steps may be difficult steps. Instead, what happens? Vayasher Moshe el Adonai vayomar. Moshe returns to God. And what does he say? Adonai, lama hariota, lama ze, lama ze shlachtani. Why have you made things worse for this nation? Which, by the way, picking up on what we saw in two podcasts earlier, Moshe is now starting to identify as a member of the nation, or at least empathize with them. Lama ze shlachtani. Why did you send me? And listen to what he says. Ume az bati al parol rabbi shmecha herala am hazeh. From the time that I came to Paro to speak in your name, things have gotten worse for this nation, and you certainly have not saved them. It's a very strange thing. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond with the final pasuk in our parsha? Vayomer Adonai al Moshe, ata tireh. Now you will see asher aseh l'faro. He's going to actually send you out with a strong hand. There's something very misleading about that phrase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata tira. Ata means now. Now you're going to see what's going to happen. And we would then expect, in the very next pasuk, which is the beginning of Parshat Vayira, that Paro would call them back and say, oh, get out of the land, you know, after all, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ata tira. You're going to see it right now. But we don't see it for however long it is, according to the Mishnah, Mishpat, Mitzrayim, 12 Chodesh, whether it's 12 months, whether it's a number of months, but certainly it's quite a long time until Bnei Israel are sent out, and even when they're sent out, there's an immediate retraction on the part of Pharaoh. So what are we to do with this? Well, there's an interesting midrash in Shmot Rabbah, Parsha Chaf Gimel, in Parsha Peshalach, picking up on the opening phrase, the introductory phrase to Shirat Hayam, Az Yashir Moshe. And the Midrash says, and I'll just quickly summarize it, it says that your lips are sweet, passage from Shir HaShirim. This is a reference to Moshe. And Moshe says, I sinned before you, I'm going to use the same thing to praise you. What is that about? That I sinned to you when I said, Ume Az Bati Al Paro, and therefore my praise for you is going to be Az Yashir Moshe. What does this Midrash say? What is going on? The fact that he said Az, and by the way, the Az in the first case in our Parsha is Moshe's words, but Az in Peshalach, at the introduction to Shirat Hayam, is not Moshe's words. That's the narrative, that's the text saying, then Moshe saying, and then Moshe's first words are Ashir Al Adonai Kingag Az Susvach Varam Avayam. So what kind of connection is the Midrash making? There's a very powerful lesson that's going on. And if we have to take a look further down into the Shirat Hayam, which belongs to several weeks from now, to understand the connection. Moshe's presentation to Bnei Yisrael was an immediate success. And with all of his hesitations that we discussed in the last few podcasts, and his unwillingness to come directly to them or to come directly to Paro, were surprisingly unrealized, and indeed he had great success, and the people were happy and the people were thrilled. And Moshe then comes to Aharon at the beginning of this Aliyah, they come to Paro and present their case, and Paro immediately rebuffs them. From Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, this is not the divine plan. In other words, something is askew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to send me, and that the reaction would be that Paro is going to let them go. But instead, things got worse. In other words, what Moshe was saying is, I expect an immediate turn for the better, because I'm coming in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And I expect an immediate geulah. And that's why the key word the Midrash picks up on is az. From that point that I came to Paro, things got worse. And what I expected was, from the minute that I came in, things would get better. So how does Moshe then make up for that? As the Midrash ends, V'chach Moshe lo kinter ela ba'az uv'ma shesarach tiken ma'asav. The end of that Midrash is Moshe accused or provoked with the word az, and with the same word that he failed with, that's how he fixed himself. A great midah that tzaddikim, that they repair specifically in the area that they failed. And he began with az Hashem Moshe. Why is that? Because if we look towards the end of Shirat Hayam, we see that Moshe understands, or Bnei Yisrael understand in this prophetic song, that the impact of Shirat Hayam is not just a military victory and a salvation over the Egyptians. It is an event that is going to reverberate throughout the Near East and is going to have an impact on all of the people who presently live in the land that we're going to come and conquer. Now, Mogul Kol Yoshvei Chanaan, their hearts are all melted. An effect which is echoed in the words of Rachav in the second chapter of Yoshua, when she uses that exact same word. Everybody is scared because we heard about Kriyat Yamsu 40 years earlier and about Sichon and Og a few months ago. But because of that, we're all scared of the people who are coming. In other words, Az Yashir Moshe, Shirat Hayam, is something which says we have to take the long view of Jewish history. The tremendous event that we're celebrating today of Kriyat Yam Suf and of the destruction of the Egyptian army is but a small piece of the much greater impact down the road in history. And that's the Tikkun of Moshe. That Moshe, at the end of our parsha, is still looking for the immediate salvation, not one that has a process, not one in which you have to have the long view, but one in which you will immediately realize salvation. That's the chait. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? What's the last pasuk of our parasha? Atatire, meaning now you're going to see, but my now is not your now. My now is not today. My now is not tomorrow. My now doesn't mean things are going to slowly get better in a straight, linear direction of ascension. No, my now is years. It's going to take time. But when it happens, you will then see how all of this is part of a plan. It's something that Moshe then understands and incorporates into Shirat Hayam with an understanding that the impact of Kriyat Yam Suf is not something that was only felt now as a salvation and as a military victory, but that will have impact throughout the next couple of generations at least, in enabling Bnei Yisrael to ultimately come home and successfully to conquer the land.